We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. And we just finished learning that there's a machlokes about if you overcharge by exactly, not overcharge, give him extra by exactly a shtus, or give him too little by exactly a shtus. What's the halacha, the deer, do you have to deduct or give him money or not? That was machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and we said it's totally in the Braisa that says it's Kishum Hadyonim. By Shum Hadyonim, the halacha is less than a shtus is meichel, but shtus is bitl mekach. And the question is, and how to compare it to Shum Hadyonim. So it's two pshatim. Rav Huna says it's going to demand yama, but Shum Hadyonim works even by a shtus, and that's why we're comparing it to shtus, because you're going to Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ma koyach bezni yafa. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's saying it's like Shum Hadyonim, where it's a din of Yosef Mishtos, but it's a different din. It's a giyoy, which means that you still keep the mekach, you just have to return and deduct whatever the extra is. So the Gemara writes, Rapapa Zovan Ara Mahugavra. Rapapa bought a property from a certain guy, and on top of my base, Amalei have you Esrim Giruye Mashke. The Moicher, when he sold it, told him, I'm selling you this property, this specific property. He told him exactly where it is, and they both saw it. And he said that the length, the area of it is 20 sa'im. And Lamaisa, it wasn't like that. It was only 15 sa'im. So it was off by a quarter, more than a fifth. It's off, more than a sixth. It's off by a quarter. It was too little, off by a quarter. So it should be, it should deduct on the price, really. You accept it. They showed you the property. He said, yes, sure. Freite Gemara, but now our Mishnah says, Piche, even when you show him the exact midah, exact boundaries, still it says in our Mishnah, Piche is Mishtos, Pache is Mishtos, Hegioi, Achtos, Yinake. Less than a Shtos, Yitaka, it's Mechila. But more than a Shtos, Yinake. Let's say it's too little, you'll deduct from the purchase price. So how can you say, how can a buyer tell Rav Papa that Sabris v'kibilas? L'chara, Mishnah says that when it's more than a shtos already, that then it's not a mechila. So Gemara says it's different. That's only if the lekeach didn't realize that it's off. But if the lekeach, the buyer, knew already that it's not really 20 sah, he knew it was 15 sah, and he still bought it, sava v'kibum. Then it's considered that he's Michael because he bought it that way. Freight the Gemara.
Here the case was.
He knew. It wasn't. There wasn't an argument. Rav Papa knew. Rav Papa knew exactly. He didn't trick him. He said, I'm selling you this field. Right? They knew. Everyone knew Rav Papa knew it was 15 saw. And the guy said, I'm selling you for 20 saw. So you accepted it because you knew that's what it costed. So economics. That's why. Mishnah told me a case we didn't know. Here the Kibbutz Gemara saw the Kibbutz. Freit the Gemara. There, a Papa says Va Esrim Amali. A Papa says back that Maisi told me 20. I knew it was 15. He told me 20. So I figured what it means is he's going to give me 5 saw from somewhere else. Gawalis is telling me 20. So Amalei. So you could say back that Difak Esrim. What he meant to say was that this thing is like 20. It's only 15, but it's like it's 20. That's what he meant to say. And therefore, you have to go back to this terrace of Savris Vekabilas, that you were Makabal, it because you knew how much it was, and you bought it anyway. And you can't tie now, it's a mistake more than a shtos, because it was not a mistake. You knew about it. He said Esrim. Terrace meant Adifalei Kesrim. It's good like Esrim. So the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara now to bring in a new Gemara about Achim Shecholku, or about a Geirul. How it comes in, the Rashbam says, it comes in Agav, the next Gemara. And the next Gemara comes in Agav that's dumitar, that similar to our Mishnah where there's a mistake. So that's the way this next price comes in. Tanya, Rav Yosi Yomer, Achem Shecholku, brothers that have Yerusha falls to them. Let's say 2 or 3 brothers, and they have to split it. So what they do is they split up into 3 even portions because nothing's exactly the same, especially when it comes to property. So they divide into 3 even portions, monetarily. And now they, how do you know who gets what? So they make a girl. So they make a raffle. So Achim Zecholku, Kimin Sha'ol HaGirl Achim Hem, Kanukulam. So he says a chiddush. Once you make the girl and Reuven gets his chelek, the other two automatically go, let's say it's 2 brothers together, the other one automatically is nicknamed to the other guy, even though he didn't make a girl on his side. he didn't pick up a girl yet, and he didn't make a kinyan. Either way, it's koina. And if it's two other brothers, they're both koina the other two fields. Now, they can go ahead and make another girl for those two fields if they want, or make their own chalukah, they can do that. But they're automatically koina the two brothers now own the other two fields. Because a girl works as a kinyan. That's the chiddush. Not only works as a kinyan, it works as a kinyan for the other guys, even though they didn't make a girl yet. That's the Rav Yossi's double chiddush. Ha'achem shchokim zol girl le'achemem konu kula. My time, what's the reason? Amrav alozor ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. Just like when they split up Eretz Yisrael. Matchila of a girl, just like Eretz Yisrael, they split up with a girl. Avkam a girl, here also they split up with a girl. So you see, by Eretz Yisrael, a girl worked. That everyone was kind of the chelek. Here also, a girl works. What's the riot? There's not a girl alone. There, they had a girl, and they had the Holy Stroll standing in front of the basket, and Eliezer put on the Urim and Tumim, and he did it with Urim and Tumim. It wasn't just a girl. So what's the riot? He needed Urim and Tumim also.
What did Urim and Tumim do?
The Urim and Tumim also called out that this chelek goes to this chelek. And it was Mechav Meruach Kodesh, that it's, the girl will be the same thing. The Urim Tumim said that Reuven get this chelek. And they pulled the girl and Taka worked out. Reuven got that chelek. So it was really, it wasn't the girl alone, it was together with the Urim Tumim, which also predicted it. What?
What's the Afkan Kafu Urim Tumim? We should say Malasa because of the Kafu Urim Tumim. Afkan doesn't make sense.
We're saying that you should need Urim Tumim here also. It shouldn't, right, I'm sorry, that's
you say, my last one came
covered. Right, that's a kasha, it's not shaykh,
that's
no, but he I know, because saisi la'adodi, gamri and makni la'adodi. So the response is not a new teretz. Ravashi is saying, you could learn that from there. Why? Because here you have a different milah. Here you have a milah that, but he I know, that they want to have this done right away. The response is that, the brothers are willing that the girl should tu'oif this kinyan. They're willing for that. They're willing to do that. And they, therefore, since they are maskim that should work, therefore the girl work even without the urim v'tumim. Now, so exactly what if they're maskim, so what exactly is the limud from Urim and Tumim exactly, so it's a little shver. So the one of Rishonim say that pshat is like this: that the by Eretz Yisrael it wasn't theirs at all yet, and there the girl and the Urim and Tumim work to make it yours, even though you didn't make a kinyan. Here, Be'etzem, when the Yerusha falls to them, it really belongs to them. It's just a big shutvis, but it belongs to them already. It's ready. It's more theirs than Eretz Yisrael. So here, the girl will work without the Urim and Tumim, since they're masking that it works. But we could make a lima, just like the girl works with Tumim when it's not yours. Here, that it's yours already, girl will work to mivar which one's yours, even without a kinyan. That's what comes out of the lima is, that the girl will make a kinyan for you, even though you didn't actually make a chazaka. That's the shita of the Rashbam, that the girl works without a chazaka. Actually, and the Ritva says that as well. Now, the Tur brings down a shita, that he holds that you have to make a chazaka also. So the Acharonim asked, the Lechem Mishnah asked on the tour, what do you mean, if you made a chazaka, so what do you need the girl for? What do you need the girl, what's the girl for then? What are you saying, what is the girl to wife? So he answered, the girl to Zoif, that usually if you make a chazaka without someone telling you, go make a chazaka, it doesn't work. Here it's like a leich chazek a kni. It gives you a right to make a chazaka. That's what the girl is doing. And that's the chiddush. That once there's a girl, so then everyone has a right to make a chazaka in their property, even though the girl didn't fall on them, that's what means kana kulam, fida the retur. But the Rashbam learns, the girl itself makes the chazaka.
You're saying that the girl came up wherever, the older brother Reuven.
Right.
He made a chazaka, and the other two brothers
are kind of
not doing anything.
Right. We're not doing anything, exactly. No, so he's saying everyone has to make a chazaka. That's what the tour says. Everyone has to make a chazaka, so saying the girl works that you could go ahead and make a chazaka. So, yeah, Akapam, that's this Gemara. Now, that was just a Hakdama really to next Gemara. So, the next Gemara is like this: Itmar. Shnei Achim Shechalkum, two brothers, they were Chalaka proper, they had a Yerusha, they split it. Ubalam Alkum Dinas Yam. And another brother showed up in Dinas Yam, they never knew of his brother. And it was proven that he had Adam, they knew it was Taka, a real brother. Then what do you do now? You're ready with Chalak the Yerusha. So, Rav Amar Batlam Achlaikas. You redo the whole thing again. You mevatel the chaluka, and now you start again. You split it by three. Meshmulam amekamtin, that each guy gives a piece of his chelek, half of his chelek to this guy. So the Radar's problem makes it simple. He says the example was there were six properties, so it was two brothers. Each one took three. Now another brother came, so each guy gives away one property. Now everyone lines up with two. That's what you do. That's what kamatzah means. Makes them next to each other. They're all even. The three properties are even. Let's say if they're next to each other. They give away one to each person. Each brother gives away to the third brother a piece of property. So that's the machlekes. Rav says, but la machlekes. Shmuel says, v'kamtzen. So only Rav, l'Rav Nachman, l'Rav dama but la machlekes. He says that, you know, vatal the whole chaluka, alma, hododina. You see from here, there's a musik called hododina. That if there's a little bit of a mistake, so they don't just fix the mistake, they just completely annul the whole din. So if that's true, that's Rav Shita, El Miata, Hani Blei Tosa, the Kaimi V'Ozel, Beitrei Minayo Ploig. If you have three Shutvim, and two of them go ahead, and they split up the Shutvas, without asking the third guy. Or if it's two guys, and one guy goes ahead and dissolves the Shutvas. So we know from the Gemara Bava Metzia, that if you do it with a Bezdin, and you have two Aiden that use the Bezdin, so then it's fine. It's a good chaluka because Maisa, you can't say, oh, he did it wrong. We have a Bezdin that says that he did it evenly, and therefore you go ahead and mechalik without the other fellow. You can go ahead and do without the other fellow. So he's going to tell me that when a third guy comes and says, I never wanted that, you're going to say it's batla hamachlekes. So more El Miata, Hani Beit Losu, the Kaim Vazel Beit Trei Minayu. Paul Lug Hakan Hani Batla Machlekes, and the guy says I don't want it. So Lechera Lefi Rav that says Hadadina. So there also should be Hadadina. If the guy says I didn't want it, so it should break the whole Machlekes, break the whole Chalukah. Just like by the Achim Shchalku, we say breaks the whole Chalukah. He also says breaks the whole Chalukah. So the half means the Gemara a little shver, but Gemara says Hakei Ashta. Gemara says that's not Dinin. Hasam Nechisi Adait Beit Losu Mikara. There by this chaluka, they knew it was three, and they split it into three. They just did it without the das of a third guy. That's why it's not batel. Hacha, here by the brothers, they didn't know about the third guy. So the whole chaluka was based on two people, and they each took a whole chelik. And therefore, it comes out, it was Goy Milsom Afreya, they took more than they're supposed to take. That's why it's a toy, it's about machlekes. Mashiach, in the case of Shutvim who do a chalukah, they didn't take more than they had to. They left the chalukah for the third guy. So there's no mistake. That's why there's not hadadina. So it's not even a kasha. The whole thing doesn't start. The whole kasha, that it's not a dimin to there. The Gemara thought that somehow that if someone reacts and doesn't want this thing, it's bata machlekes. So there also the guy, by the case of the Shutvim, the third guy says, I don't want it. Gemara's answer is no. That's not Pshat, the third guy didn't want it, because it's a mistake over here. They missed the third guy, that's why it's bought according to Rab. Now Gemara goes to Kasha.
By the three brothers, the third brother knew they were going to Bezdin?
No, he was in Medina Siam. He didn't know anything. There were no phones those days, he had no idea.
Where they knew the three brothers? The third brother knew they were going to Bezdin?
I don't know the case of the three brothers. I'm saying the case was a Shutvim, he didn't know about it. They didn't know he was going to Bezdin. So what? That makes a difference. But they made a chaluka, that's all three.
No, but I'm saying if he knew it was a Bezdin, he didn't go. That's why it's a time on him.
That was not the case. You make up a new case.
I'm talking about when you found the third brother. You didn't know about
it. They did it without him. Yeah, he did it without him.
He didn't even know they were going to
Bezdin. No, he didn't know anything about it, no. Omle Papa Bayo. So Papa has a bayo like this. Shmuel Dom Mekamtsin. Shmuel says that if your third guy shows up, Mekamtsin. Lememra, it says over here that Papa says that Bayo, that Shmuel says that you have three, each one got three properties, a third brother shows up, each gave away one property, right? And Ben, brother, come, Dina. You see, that din stays. So Gemara's a kasha, interesting kasha. But Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, Rav Shmuel said it together. We had this in yesterday's blot. The guy was something else. But Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, Kor b'shloish mani maichelach, yochal lachzavoy afilu b'sa achorina. If someone says that I'm selling you a kor for 30 saw, so then until I give you the entire kor, you can be chayzer. But if I say kor v'shloishim saw v'sel ani meichelach kor v'shloishim saw v'sel ani meichelach, which means he says now every saw is a selah. So risha kana, you kana each saw by itself. What's the pshat? You kana each saw by itself because we say tvoiz lashon achroin and saw v'sela. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is that if you hold kam dina, so why in the first case, the ratio, we say kor b'shloishim ani meichelach, so he can be chayzer till the last saw. How can he be chayzer? L'chayra, it's kamdina. Once you have kamdina, you can't be chayza. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is that Shmuel says that when it's a mistake, it's kamdina. So here also, once he did half the stuff, it's kamdina. He can't back out. Gemara answers, no shaykhs. We're on topic of Zayin. Hosom ovad rabbana milsa the nichle lemoichav nichle lekeach. And like the Rishonim speaking, it doesn't mean oven rabbana, doesn't mean a takana. It means there's a svara to it. There, when someone sells something, the svara is that each one wants the right to be chayza until the sale is consummated. Because just in case it goes up in price or down in price, they're both masking to this. That until a sale is finished, we want to be chayza. Masha'inkein, by the case of Chalukas Karka, there, they want to split up as quick as possible. Why? Because if property is sitting fallow and no one's taking care of it, nothing happens to it. Even if you have shutvim, they each say, yeah, he'll take care of it. You know, just give an example. Let's say a guy has a property that has to be, the lawn has to be mowed. And there's three brothers. It never get mowed, the lawn. Because everyone say, you do it, you take care of it. You take, okay, I'll pay for it. Then no one does it. But if you own the property, then you take care of it. The same thing for plowing, anything you want to do with it, it's going to be done. So therefore, they want to split it right away, and that's what they want. So here, even if they would have known about a third brother technically, they would have tried to split their part as quick as possible. So that's why he says, Mekamsin, it's Kamdina, because there, the Das is, I want to have the Chalukah, even though the third brother was not here, I didn't even know about him. That's the Svar. The Svaras are different between the two cases. That's the more answers. Hasam Avrabana Milsadat Nichle Lemaych Michlakech. Mashenkin here, there's no, the Svar is that they do want to get it split as quick as possible.